Boker Tov, good morning, everyone. It has been quite a while since we've learned halacha together. In the morning, good to be back. Thank you for those of you who have checked in or inquired about when this may re-begin, and today it does. We'll be back, God willing, Mirat Hashem, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings with a little halacha to start the day. And we're going to jump right into Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Perek Lamed Dalet, a very interesting and relevant chapter 34 that discusses the laws of the mitzvah of giving tzedakah. The Kitzur begins, Mitzvah Saseh, Litain tzedakah l'aniye Yisrael. There is a positive Torah commandment to give tzedakah to aniye Yisrael, to Jewish people who are poor in need. Shenamar pasach tiftach es yadecha lo, as the Torah says in Parashas Re'eh, you must open up your hand to him. Venamar v'chei achicha imach. And the Torah continues and says, your brother, your fellow, should be able to live with you. It is your and our responsibility to support him. V'chol aroa ani mivakesh v'helim eno mimenu v'lonas ano tzedakah. Anybody who sees a poor person who is asking for help, who needs money, and he lifts his eyes and to look away from him, he does not help provide for him. Over below sasa is in violation of a prohibition. Shenemar, as the pasuk there continues, lo se'ameitz es levavcha velo sikpotz es yadecha me'achicha havion. Do not harden your heart and don't pull back your hand from your fellow, your brother, who is poor and in need. The rest of this halacha aleph, which is rather lengthy, continues by quoting different ma'amari chazal, different teachings of our sages from the Medrash and from the Gemara that emphasize the importance of giving tzedakah and its significance. Later in the week, we'll get into some of the exact details, who, what, when, where, why about giving tzedakah. But today, we'll discuss the overall importance of this idea and of this mitzvah. Hatzedakah hi simin lezera Avram Avinu. Tzedakah is a sign that you are from among the descendants of Avraham. Shenemar ki yadativ l'man asher yitzaveh espanav, v'gomer lasos tzedakah. As it says in this week's Parshan, Parshas Lech Lecha, Hashem says to Avram that he knows that he's the one, that he has a special love for Avram, because he knows that he will command his children, his descendants, the people of his household, in the proper ways, v'shamru derech Hashem, to observe the way of Hashem. And it says in that pasuk, lasos tzedakah, to do tzedakah. That is one of the things that Hashem praises Avraham, and therefore those of us who give tzedakah are blessed to be included among the descendants of Avraham. Ve'en kisei Yisrael miskonein v'dasa emes omedes elibet tzedakah. And the seat, the authority, the independence of the Jewish people is not established. V'dasa emes, and the truth of the law does not stand other than through tzedakah. Shenamar b'tzedakah tikonani, as it says in, I believe, Yeshaya, that through tzedakah I am established. It's interesting because you would think that we would be able to establish authority in society and judgment without tzedakah. Tzedakah is something we usually assume is sort of the cherry on top, maybe above and beyond, extra. But here we see that the Kitzur assumes, and this is based on the Gemara, that no, a very part and parcel, an essential piece of establishing independence in society and justice includes tzedakah. That's not something extra, but that's something that is woven into the very fabric of a proper society. The Gadalo said tzedakah yoser mikol karbanos. Greater is one who gives tzedakah than even bringing all of the karbanos in the base of Mikdash. Shenamar oset tzedakah umishpat. Nivchar l'Hashem mizavach, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, that one who does tzedakah is even more chosen, is even more choice than a karban given to Hashem. Ve'en Yisrael nigalin ela b'tzedakah. Our geula, the redemption, will only come through tzedakah. Shenemar tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveha b'tzedakah. As the pasuk says, that tzion Zion will be redeemed through justice, and we will return to her through tzedakah. La'olam ein adam mani min tzedakah. Person will never become poor from giving tzedakah. Ve'en davar rav lo hezek b'bishvil tzedakah. Nothing bad or any damage is going to happen through giving tzedakah. Shneamar v'haya ma'aseh ha'tzedakah shalom. As the pasuk once again in Yeshaya says, the act of giving tzedakah brings peace. Kol merachim, merachamim alav. Anybody who has mercy and compassion on somebody else, Hashem will have compassion on you too. Shneamar v'nasan lacha rachamim v'richamcha v'hir becha. As the pasuk says in Sefer Devarim, in the context of an ir hanidachas, that Hashem will, that you will be merciful, and then Hashem will have mercy on you. You will be given this character trait of mercy to have on others, and then mercy will be showered upon you as well. And anybody who, God forbid, is cruel, and insensitive, and unhelpful to others who are in need, we should be concerned for his yichus. Could he really be from among the descendants of Avram Avinu if he can act in such a callous way? Another important reason why it's important to to help those who are in need, because Hashem is close to the cries of poor people. Shenamar v'tzakas aniyim yishmas. The pasuk in Iyov says that Hashem hears the cries of the poor, and therefore, God forbid, that's the last thing we would want, is that a poor person should cry out to Hashem in tefillah, exclaiming that he is not being helped by his fellow Jews. V'akadosh Baruch Hu, sorry, defikach, tzarech lihizar b'tzakasam, sharei b'ris kerusa lahem. Therefore, we need to be very careful and extra sensitive to the cries for help from those who are poor, because there's a special covenant that Hashem established with them. Shenemar v'hayaki yitzak elai v'shamati ki chanun ani. Because Hashem says, and it will be that when they cry out to me, I will hear them. I will have a special place of graciousness for them. V'amru b'Yerushalmi, the Talmud Yerushalmi says, Tara de'lo siftach la'aniya tipasach la'asya. God forbid, a home that is not open for poor people will be open for doctors. In other words, if you're not inviting poor people into your home to help them, then God forbid something bad could happen, and that would require a doctor. V'yitena adam elibo shehu mevakesh kol sha'a parnasa sam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody, all of us, should always be instilling within our heart that we are constantly asking Hashem for our parnasa, even though those of us who feel more comfortable and aren't looking for tzedakah at the moment, but that's only because we constantly recognize that Hashem is providing for us. Just like we're asking Hashem that He should continue to hear all of our prayers, that we should be sustained. We should also daven that Hashem should hear the cries of the aniyim. What a beautiful idea. Not to just give tzedakah to poor people, but to daven for them as well. Gam yitena adam alibo ki galgal hu achozer ba'olam. A person should also understand and instill within his heart that this world is really just a circle, and things go back and forth. And even if now you're in a great place financially, but you should realize that one day it could be that you'll need tzedakah, or your children or your children's children. No one is immune from this challenge, and you shouldn't assume that you will always be fine. The world goes back and forth, and just like you would want people to help you or your family if you were in need one day, so too you should be extra sensitive to others. Person should never say in his heart, how could I lose out my money to give to poor people? I'm gonna be losing out. Because you should recognize that your money is not really truly yours. Rather, it's just entrusted to you by Hashem. Hashem gives it to you to do as He wishes. When somebody gives you something to watch over for them, so you have to follow their instructions. They're still the owner. And therefore, Hashem tells us to give tzedakah to poor people. That becomes our obligation with the money that He gave to us. This is really our main portion. This is the only thing we take with us from Olam Hazeh into Olam Haba, from this world into the next. As the pasuk says in Yeshaya, that your tzedakah will walk before you. All of the money that we make in this world to support ourselves is all left behind. Only the money that we give is the money that eventually we will take with us. V'atzedakah docha gezeiros raos u'mosef es chayim. And tzedakah pushes off bad decrees and adds life. We should all inspire ourselves to give even more tzedakah and to increase our giving. And Mirat Hashem, we should all be blessed with all the beautiful rewards that come along with that. Have a wonderful day.